At 11 p.m., according to the WN, it is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. We're really good at it, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, it's going to be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. But first, we've got all this silliness to get to. I keep this little file of songs that I want to start the show with sometime. And then I take a look back at it every so often. And I go, oh, maybe I'll do that. And so I did that tonight. And then threw it all away and did something else. So let's just see how it all works out tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, me and my baby had a love contest. Yes, me and my baby had a love contest. 'Cause we just had to find out who could love the best. The contest started as the clock struck 10. Yes, started as the clock struck 10. And I said to my baby, may the best love win. And I just love a love contest. I really do. I swear I do. I just love a love contest. I really do. Lord knows I do. 'Cause it brings out all the love in you and your baby too. Each kiss I'd give him, he would give me 3. Each kiss I'd give him, he would give me 3. never seen him try to outlove me. I really do, Lord knows I do, 'cause it brings out all the love in you and your baby too. We had much loving as we both could stand. We had much loving as we both could stand. When the contest was over, my baby shook my hand.
This is the official National Lampoon stereo test and demonstration record. It is not a tape. If you are playing it on a cassette tape recorder, a cartridge tape recorder, or a reel-to-reel tape recorder, take it off immediately and place it on your turntable. For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device that contains both a rotating disc and a needle. Do not confuse it with a sewing machine, which also contains both a rotating disc and a needle, and should be used only in the event the record tears. To get ready to test your stereo system, assume that you are a teacher and that your stereo system is your class. Stand in front of it, sneer a bit, and give it all the different tests that are coming up on this record. If at any time it does not pass a test, immediately stop the record right where it is and proceed on to the punishment band, side two. This band consists of complex musical passages that are torturous for even the best stereo system to track and play. And you can be sure that rather than go through this punishment again, your stereo system will settle down and study hard so it can pass its tests.
Grade school morning, heard the paper hit the door, and I would pour a bowl of Lucky Charms and devour the Sporting Green. Then when I was a young man, cup of coffee in my hand, forget about myself, forget everybody else. And read books about its makers. I read books about baseball, the swingers and the takers. But what I love even more is pouring over box scores for half an hour every day. Let the box scores have their way. 'Cause it's like meditation. Forget about your problems. Take a mind vacation and the numbers and the columns. Stats and players may fade away. Too many for this one brain. But every summer, every day, the box scores keep me sane. I keep my eye on the sparrow. Focus pretty narrow. I listen to the music and read books about its makers. I read books about baseball, the swingers and the takers. But what I love even more is pouring over box scores for half an hour every day. I let the box scores have their way. Recap, no highlights on ESPN. Baseball tonight. this newspaper goes. We'll just read them on our phones. It'll never be quite the same, but the phosphor will remain. I keep my eye on the sparrow, keep my focus pretty narrow. I listen to the music and read books about its makers. I read books about baseball, the swingers and the takers. Let the box scores have their way.
Well, now, have you tested any other song lyrics since you were here last? You went over
Yes.
quite a few.
And the publisher sent me to Winston-Salem to find out if it's true that nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Well, that one would be kind of difficult to test, wouldn't it?
Not at all. It rained all the time I was in Winston-Salem, and the mornings were especially miserable, so I advised the recording company to toss the whole thing out.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread. And when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way. And all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's horse and cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course. And he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them, and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. But now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and a milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate?
or Ernie's ghostly gold tops are rattling in their crate. They won't forget Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West.
Come on, test your witness, test your witness. Come on, you, sir, step right up.
Me?
Yes, sir, you. Come on, see if you can resist temptation. Here, here's a whole pound of fine Turkish hashish. Take it, it's yours.
No, no, I don't.
Take it, sir, it's all yours. Come on.
I can live without it. I'm strong enough to.
Here, $50,000 in cash. Take it, stick it in your pocket. Come on, every man's got his price, and I bet yours is 50,000 big ones. Come on, come on.
No, no, my money isn't everything. I can go on living without it.
How about this lovely young lady, stripped down naked for your every pleasure? She's all yours.
No, I,
Take her, come on,
no,
take her.
No, no, really, I
done it, you have done it. You've resisted all three temptations. You could have had any one of them, but you had the fortitude to stick it out, yes, sir.
Well, that's great. Well, what do I win?
Win, I should say so, sir. You win a six-pack of beer.
Thank you. And here now is guest sports champ Mickey Dickens. Mickey, I think you won a recent high honor, didn't you?
Check, Bob. Sports writers voted me this year's number one man in the field.
King of the roulette croupiers, Mickey Dickens. Mickey, would you tell us, can we have a look at that powerful right arm of yours? Oh, big as a barrel.
Well, it gets that way from pushing chips around the table with that long stick, whatchamacallit there.
Croupier's stick, I think. You have to keep in good condition, I guess.
Even when I'm on vacation, I work out with a fly swatter every day to keep the old wrist in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Say, while I got the mic here, I think I could air a beef.
Well, maybe we could wait until you visit us again.
I just want to say, I heard you stagehand snickering and saying I was a reject from the Sports Time program. And you want to know? I was never even asked to be on it. Now, that's the truth.
Well, I can't understand that. Phil Rizzuto interviews all the top names in the sports world on Sports Time. Well, okay, Mickey Dickens, thank you very much.
Oh, Phil isn't taller than that. No, I didn't mean that.
He wasn't referring to Phil himself. But thanks for visiting us, and good night for now.
Come out to Vegas sometime, and I'll push a few chips around.
She's a winner.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah?
Take this.
All right.
Been dating her for 10 whole days.
She's a winner.
I love her in a thousand ways.
She's a winner.
Last night she said that she was ready.
She's a winner.
To be my girl and to go steady. It's about time.
She's mine.
She's mine.
She's tough.
Enough.
She's hip.
I flip.
She's sweet.
She's neat. When she's with me, somehow I know
she's a winner.
Though years may come and years may go,
she's a winner.
She's my gal and always will be.
She's a winner.
Guess that's cause her kisses kill me. Man, she shakes me up.
She's mine.
She's mine.
She's tough.
Enough.
She's hip.
I flip.
She's sweet.
She's neat. Some guys like gals with bright red hair.
She's a winner.
Or just because of the clothes they wear.
She's a winner.
Or just because they're in showbiz.
She's a winner.
Well, I like mine because she is a winner.
She's mine.
She's mine.
She's tough.
Enough.
She's hip.
I flip.
She's sweet.
She's neat.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the BITTT Sports Scoreboard with Jack Breen, the discreet sports show that calls him like I sees him without hurting anybody's feelings. Hold on to your apples, Mary. Here's what's happening today. In the world of baseball, we've got final scores of 4-5, 6-3, 3-2, and a couple of teams are all tied up at 4-4. Somebody got hurt in one of those games, but we'd rather not say who or which one. On the links today in Houston, one guy who did really good yesterday didn't today, as some other guy surged ahead to take the lead. Quiet on the gridiron again today as football players all over the country continue to wait for next year. Same thing in college basketball, but not as long. Too cold again for boats today, and the people who like hitting each other just kept on doing it until half of them fell down. And that's about it for the BITTT Sports Scoreboard. We'll see y'all at some kind of stadium or arena or something. But for now, here's Bubbles.
I don't mind. Oh, a really exciting moment in Doc Savage. An explosion and a stone ceiling falling in and all on echo. An exciting moment, but one not half so exciting as this opportunity. Those of you out there who have gotten the Radio Movies Conversion Kit have copies of a do-it-yourself radio script in which you and I will co-star. I have my copy right here. Now you get yours. Now remember, keep your thumb next to your line and you can't get lost. If you're smart, you'll be recording this co-starring experience. And if you do, well, send me a copy. All right, are you ready? After the phone rings, I'll do that for you. Then I have the first line and we alternate from there. Stand by now for Radio Movies Screen Test. Good evening. This is the Angst Hotel. Indeed I do. It's a lovely one on the second floor with a view of the view. I've been living there since I retired. Oh, yes, of course. It's a lovely basement suite with a dog. Nor do I. That's why I keep it in the basement. It does when the upstairs tenant is bathing, yes. Comes right through the floor. Naturally, the Edgar Allan Poe wing is entirely empty. We could wall you up in the Amontillado Annex. Very prime. Oh, right, right. Tell me, do you like sports? How very fortunate. We have an Olympic-sized pool. Well, 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 we have an Olympic-sized tennis court as well. It's right there in the swimming pool. But there's nowhere else to stay anywhere near here, so you'd be missing the festival. When you get here, the natives need a stranger to initiate into their secret ritual society. Oh, nothing to it, unless, of course, the volcano spirits need appeasing, but that's not likely. Our last guest seems to have done the trick for this year. Superb! Our Canadian chef does surprising things with bananas. And our menu is printed in three languages. Well, I don't know. I can't read any of them. I simply order the specialty of the day. Today it's dog. Yes, but as I told you, I don't like dogs, so I'll just order a pizza. I'll probably order it to hold the anchovies. I'll probably order it out of my sight. I really hate a pizza that won't take orders. You're very welcome. Do send me your name, and for being such a good sport, I'll send you a free gift. Goodbye. Oh, thank you very, very much. You were terrific. And now, remember, do call us, because we don't know where to call you. Now, back to Doc and Rennie and the squeal of Habeas the Pig in the Temple of the Thousand-Headed Man.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed right about 30 minutes. And we are still plowing through the best silliness that you can hope for on this Saturday night in this first portion of this evening's program. Hang on, as we'll of course be going to the radio obituaries after the top of the hour. But we've got all this silliness left to get to. I know you're very excited about it with all the Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. It's just more stars than are in the heavens, as usual, right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
just bet, baby, won't you give me a try? You try me, baby, I'll make you satisfied. I get up in the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I'll even wash your feet. Well, I'm your best bet, baby, please give me a try. Well, you try me, baby, and I'm sure you'll be satisfied. Well, you treat me right, and I'll treat you right. We'll stay home every night. Well, you treat me right, and I'll treat you right. We'll stay home every night. We'll have a lot of fun, and everything will be all right. Couple of furs every now and then. Cash on delivery by the diamond ring. Leave me show fair and a quarter to spend. Cause I'm your best bet, baby, please give me a try. Well, you try me, baby, and I'm sure you'll be satisfied. This is my last time begging, and I mean what I say. More pretty, baby, is another day. Last time begging, I'm going away. More pretty, baby, is another day. Well, I'm your best bet, baby, please give me a try. Well, you try me, baby, and I'm sure you'll be satisfied.
And now, the winner of our National Teenage Haiku Contest, William Chain, a senior at Southwest High School in Kansas City, Missouri.
Do not tell me I am source of your knock-up. The mud elephant wading through the sea leaves no tracks.
The wedding guests were silent as down the aisle they came. All heads turned in disbelief, and I bowed mine in shame. For even as the vows were read, he was plotting to do me wrong. Now the wedding party is over, and the love I had is gone. So may the best man win, and may he wind up crying. May he suffer for life. Between the three of us, only one line was drawn. But now he's made that fatal step. I wish him better luck than me. From the living hell he's walked into, even death won't set him free. So may the best man win, and may he wind up crying. May he suffer for life.
During the past few years, we have been privileged to witness the artistic creations of the advertising world. This is dedicated to those artistic folk.
Put in a gal,
in her nightie, put in a dog, put in a car,
throw in a guy with a tattoo,
a chocolate cake, and a guitar,
throw in a stove, and a bathtub, and though it may not look so good, you'll have the best brassiere, and in this cotton-picking country, and a tribute to motherhood.
Put in a picture of your grandma milking a cow.
Moo.
That's eating hay.
Toss in a statue of Abe Lincoln
playing leapfrog with LBJ.
Oh, you'll be praised and soon promoted, for it's easily understood. You got the best brassiere, and in this cotton-picking country, and a tribute to motherhood.
Put in a house with a garden, a princess phone,
and if there's room in some corner, throw in a horseshoe for good luck, a Sherman tank filled with roses, then brother, knock on wood, you've got the best brassiere, and in this cotton-picking country, and a tribute to motherhood.
Right now, the Bob and Ray Psychological Laboratories invite you to test your personality.
Without knowing it, friends, you may be failing to make the most of the character traits that you have within you.
So our laboratories have devised a simple test that will enable you to find out just what kind of a person you really are.
So you get your paper and pencils ready and jot down a yes or no answer to the 10 quiz questions that make up the Bob and Ray Scientific Personality Test.
You all set to go now? Here we are. Here we go with number one.
One, do you have a greater than average tendency to wear black shoes with a brown suit, even when there's no particular reason for doing so?
Two, do you have trouble getting more than 30,000 miles out of a set of tires?
Three, have you ever thought that you would have been happier living in the 12th century?
Four, do low-flying dirigibles make you want to run into the fruit closet and close the door tight behind you?
Five, have you ever awakened in the middle of the night to find yourself firmly convinced that the republics of Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Honduras do not really exist?
Six, did you give your wife a gift for United States-Canada Goodwill Week? Or did you let it slip by without even giving it a second thought?
Seven, when you hear voodoo drums beating at night, do you ever think that the noise might really be coming from inside your own head?
Eight, do you ever sit bolt upright in bed and wonder whether the Pittsburgh Pirates will ever win another pennant?
Nine, were you enraged to the point of breaking up furniture because the Easter Bunny didn't leave you anything but colored eggs?
And 10, does the tune of Bye Bye Blackbird keep running through your mind for no explainable reason?
All right, friends. Now you add up your yes and no answers.
If you answered yes to fewer than three of the questions, you're a normal, well-adjusted individual, but you may have a tendency to let people take advantage of you.
If your reply was yes to more than three, but fewer than seven of the questions, you probably would be happier as a hobo than you are in your present job.
If you have seven or more yeses on your list, you're crazier than a hoot owl.
There are a number of personality courses available to those of you who find yourselves in the danger zone.
Federal law prohibits us from recommending any of these.
I'm a man.
garbage time. It's garbage time. It's garbage time at the free throw line. Well, it's garbage time. It's garbage time. It's garbage time at the free throw line. At the free throw line. At the free throw line. Yes, it's garbage time. But it's mine, all mine. At the free throw line. At the free throw line. Yes, it's garbage time. But it's mine, all mine. It's garbage time. It's garbage time. It's garbage time at the free throw line. Well, it's garbage time. It's garbage time. It's garbage time at the free throw line. It's garbage time. It's garbage time. It's garbage time at the free throw line. Well, it's garbage time. It's garbage time. It's garbage time at the free throw line. At the free throw line. At the free throw line. Yes, it's garbage time. But it's mine, all mine. At the free throw line. At the free throw line. Yes, it's garbage time. But it's mine, all mine.
Rick Stockwell.
I saw this man by in a restaurant. Saw by man this starts from naked. I saw this man by in a restaurant. Saw by man this starts from naked. I saw this man by in a restaurant. Saw by man this starts from naked. I saw this man by in a restaurant.
Such cement and aluminum bash open their skulls and they up their brains and imagination.
Like a mold.
Back to it.
Sparks a champion. Sparks, you and champions. Choose Wheaties.
Let's see that spark in action. Keep your eye on fleet-footed Richie Ashman patrolling center field for the Phillies. Here's the pitch. Uh-oh, it's a low-sinking liner out over second. Looks like it's in there. Ashman's racing in. He makes a desperate dive. And he's up with that ball. A terrific shoestring catch by Richie Ashburn. Man, oh man, he's really got that spark. Champion Ashburn fires up with Wheaties. How about you? Remember, what sparks a champion sparks you.
What sparks a champion sparks you and champions. Choose Wheaties.
Breakfast of Champions.
How dare you belch in front of my wife?
I'm sorry, lad, I didn't realise it was her turn.
One sport we haven't touched on is belching. Yes, belching, and what an exciting moment it was when the British team took on all comers after three plates of cabbage and a chicken vindaloo at the World Festival of Wind in 1958.
Most of the country must have been listening that night as Raymond Glendenning described the 15th and last round.
Coming up the last minute now, this 15-round contest has gone all the way so far. Robinson, rather tired, hanging on. Using his gloves, but there's nothing of the killer about him at the moment. It's Robinson's head, sags on its shoulders. Well, whatever happens, the English boy's made a grandstand finish.
100 guineas on the Englishman, you Saxon dogs.
Here comes the ladies, and the first one's a Dutch girl. She's looking very confident. What's she like? Over to you, Bob.
She'd won many trophies, but never the Queen Elizabeth II Cup. And as Henry Riddle said, her target on Mr. Pollard was...
A clear round in 38 and 4/5 seconds. She comes to the treble, parallel poles, the reversed oxer, the yellow wall. She's over that, and now she's cut this side of the flag post to do it fast. She takes the water.
It's a goodie. She's a big girl. Has she had any children? Back to Bob Squint behind the belching posts.
And Fanny Blankers Coon, a Dutch mother of two children, set up a record that still holds good today.
She's been disqualified, and now to the men's team, and the British champion is approaching the belching post, and he's grasping it with two hands that look as though they could splinter it.
The man with the checkered flag getting ready, the photographer's kneeling down, vantage points, to shoot him as he comes in. You'll see it in all the papers tomorrow, the picture.
What do you think, Gene in Cologne?
Well, I don't know who's lucky in this game, I really don't. Both sides have had plenty of chances, they both should have won the game conclusively, and they haven't. So perhaps the draw is fair at the moment. Through Fenton, through to Taylor, dribbling right in. Past his man, 2 yards out, squares it. Hit it, Howard, yes, it's there.
Good Lord, is it a record? Can they clinch it? I can smell it from here and all over the stands they're putting the umbrellas up. This is a wonderful moment. And here comes the score. Duration, 10 seconds. And 14.09 decibels above the threshold of pain. It's a record! Well, what a beauty, what a beauty. That's blown some hats off. But can the belcher of Britain hold his own against the gigantic German? Here he comes. Perhaps the worst is yet to come. What do you think, Dan?
The sort of thing every schoolboy dreams about. The spectators were beginning to move towards the exits when...
Deutschland!
What extraordinary Gluck, Gunter Vomit there, the enormous Hun with a tremendous burp for the Vaterland. I think that's got the English team looking a little worried about that one.
Monday, Tuesday, no success. Wednesday, little success. Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon. Oh, well, this is too short. Did it happen? I got it happen. What?
John Bull.
He's got it! Yes, he's got it! The Englishman's got it! Ha, ha, ha! The Englishman takes it away, and my word, there'll be a few sour krauts leaving the stadium tonight.
I went to my tango lesson. I fell down a hole for 2 whole hours, 2 whole hours, 2 whole hours. And now that we've proved that we enter contest, won the first prize, but now with success, with success, with success. Being a dancer, my career. 11 o'clock, trying to finish this album, the fastest album ever written in the world, in the world, in the world. Music is bad and it comes in a letter, telegram handwritten at the drive-in around the corner, around the corner. Writing a letter, read it later. Last time I went to my tango lesson, I found that a hole for two whole hours. And now that we've proved that we entered contest, won the first prize, but now with success, with success, with success. Being a dancer, my career.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, just popping in to let you know what you're listening to, which is a whole bunch of silliness on the way to the radio obituaries. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Lend me your ears, and let me introduce the greatest of them all, the mighty Prince Buster. Prince, are you the greatest?
Man may know it, I am the greatest.
Prince Buster, why are you the greatest?
The girls say I'm the greatest. I'm pretty. I'm too much.
Call me.